WICN in Worcester, this is the Venture Forum, tales of entrepreneurship from central Massachusetts. I'm your host, Mark Reed Edwards, Executive Director of the Venture Forum. Now let's start today's tale. This week's guest on the Venture Forum is Charles Luster, Executive Director of Together We Eat, a community-based youth hydroponic farming program. This organization provides food, education, training, and employment using hydroponics to help fight the food crisis in food deserts across our communities. Together We Eat donates 100% of its fruits and vegetables into the community through food banks and nonprofit organizations. In addition to these partnerships, the organization works with academic institutions and municipalities as well. Charles, it is great to have you on the Venture Forum.
And Mark, thank you for having us as a guest.
Yeah, and I bumped into you, I don't know, a month or two ago on an E4All webinar, I think, and I was just fascinated by the story you were telling and the discussion you were having, and I definitely wanted to have you on this program. I'd like you to start off by sharing a bit about your background and career and how you ended up with Together We Eat.
Okay, well, I'm a U.S. veteran, a retired Verizon employee, former coach of Quinsig Community College.
Oh, awesome.
And I've always had programs that I've built dealing with our youth in our community. So being involved with the youth and realizing that they're our future in America, which is, it's a task itself with all the ill things that goes on in the community.
And food deserts are a real issue in our country and probably in the world. And how does Together We Eat kind of bridge that divide?
Well, what we do is we try to find the food deserts in our community, and we strategically try to set up hydroponic farms so we can educate the community on hydroponics, as well as providing them with green leafy vegetables and giving them education on healthy eating habits.
And what makes Worcester special for you? You know, you were at Quinsig, you had a career all in Worcester. You know, what kept you in Worcester and brought you back? You were in the military. What brought you back to Worcester?
Well, Worcester, I moved here in 1989, and just being able to go to the parks in the city of Worcester playing basketball, I built a lot of relationships, and using basketball was a way to, one, get my exercise, as well as always being around athletes and coaches. Yeah. And just building that relationship in the city of Worcester. You know, I feel like I'm a lucky guy. I can go to any park in the city, and there's always someone there that knows me. Yeah. Either from basketball or also from my wife, who's a former city councilor as well. So we basically breathe Worcester with what we do, trying to make Worcester a better place.
I don't play basketball much anymore, but I did when I was a kid. And up until I was in my kind of early 40s, I shoot hoops. I don't call it basketball anymore, right? So when I go to the Y, I'll stand at the foul line and shoot hoops. But for me, when I was younger, basketball was a community for me. It was something you'd take your ball down to the nearest park and get in a pickup game. And it was a great way to meet people and make friends and understand teamwork that is useful later in life.
I agree. You know, that was one of the things I saw while coaching at Quinsig. I would go out and recruit. And, you know, I would go to where I know the kids are playing basketball at that I'm recruiting. And I would look to see what type of player the kid was by if he's going to play 21 or if he's going to play team ball. Right. And just seeing the kid that wants to play team ball, you know, that was a great way to recruit because he understands that it takes a team in order to win.
And I'm interested in the name of your organization because it's very team oriented. Together We Eat. How did you come up with that?
Well, you know, we were looking at Together We Eat, and we couldn't use the word two. So looking at the youth population and how, you know, they write on Facebook and and all these different places. We want it to be cool a little bit so that the kids, you know, the kids can see our coolness, you know, even though we're adults, but to give them a chance to show their creativity. With the name Together We Eat, each year we're going to have a contest where we have all of our participants get a chance to change our logo.
Yeah.
So once again, together, with all of us working together, we can figure it out in the city of Worcester on how to feed people as well as working as a team.
Yeah. So let's talk about the mission of your organization.
Our mission is to educate, feed, and to train our community about hydroponics, healthy eating, and to educate them on food deserts and food insecurities in our community.
I want to talk about hydroponics and why that is the way that you do this, but I'm interested in, do you bring young community members in and train them on how to do this, how to distribute the food, all of that?
Well, what we do is we train them on the basics. One, being on time. Two, you know, work readiness skills. When you come to work, be prepared. We teach you the minor parts of hydroponics so that you can understand how it works. And teaching them also that, you know, we're using water to grow these fresh green vegetables in our community, and we're giving it all back to the community. So teaching them to have a little empathy for their community, as well as the skills to go and work in the workplace.
Yeah. Can you explain how hydroponics works? I've read about it, I'd just love to kind of get an expert's point of view on how it works.
We use water.
No dirt.
Water. Yeah. No dirt, no pesticides. We germinate the seeds, and then we put them into our systems. We have different type of systems we use. We have one that's called a hydroponic tower, where the water is in a reservoir in the bottom of the tower, takes it to the top of the tower, gravity pulls the water back down onto the roots. The water has the nutrients, and that's what we need. We need the oxygen, the nutrients, and the sunlight for our plants in order to grow.
Yeah. So why is hydroponics the choice that you make? Why is that the core of the operation?
A few reasons. One reason is we're trying to expose our youth into innovative ways of the future. This is one of the ways that NASA grows their vegetables in space.
Yep.
So to be able to expose our youth into methods that NASA's using, as well as it grows faster, and we preserve water. We use 70% less water than a traditional farmer on its crops.
Yeah. And that's kind of interesting, because the medium into which you plant these vegetables is water, but that uses less water than a dirt farm.
Yes. Because using the water, the roots get a chance to be fed directly. They don't have to fight through soil. The minerals are already in the water. So it's like having a straw at the end of the plant. And there's a timer on it. So certain times of the day, the plant's gonna feed itself with the water.
And so tell me about what it is that you grow, and how often you harvest, and then how you distribute.
Okay. We grow green leafy vegetables such as spinach, mixed greens, lettuce. And like lettuce, we could harvest every 57 days. And what we do with that is we donate it right back to the organization that we're teaching the class.
Yeah.
For instance, the Boys and Girls Club. We're in the process of right now growing lettuce. They're going to use that lettuce in the cafeteria. And the kids that are in our program, they do everything from seed to harvest. So they'll understand the plant life. And also they'll understand giving back to the community.
Yeah. And they understand where food comes from.
Yes, correct. Correct. And they're amazed to see that we're not using dirt, as they call it, you know. And I tell them it's soil. You know,
soil, right.
Dirt is dead, soil we can grow in. So,
yeah.
And it's great to be a part of our future with the young kids seeing seeing new things and being excited about hydroponics.
Yeah, there's something magical about growing something from a seed or from a bud, you know, and seeing it get bigger each day, and then being able to pick it and put it in a salad or you know, nourish yourself after nourishing it.
Yes, yes. And with the kids, it's amazing to see when they first start seeding. They're so anxious within the next week when I come to show me the progress so we can talk about the progress of the plant germinating. And to be able to have kids in our community start something at the beginning and finish something is big. It's big when it comes to growth. So I'm really excited about that as well.
And it teaches them something in concrete terms, right? Because you can take biology and you can learn about all of this and see it in a book. But actually, with your own hands, helping something grow, it must be an amazing experience.
It really is. And I'm just telling you from me doing it personally. People would never imagine that I grow flowers, that I like growing flowers. It's very therapeutic.
Yeah.
As well, being able to see something from a seed and to be able to teach the youth, which is just a seed in our community, and watch them grow together and watch them go throughout the community and talk about hydroponics. Whenever I see one of the kids wearing my t-shirts, I'm like, yes, you know, they're educating the community about hydroponics and healthy eating.
Yeah. So what kind of flowers do you like growing?
Oh, I have my tulips, I have my lilies, those are my favorites.
Yeah.
My favorite is really the tulips and the lilies, because my mom, those were her favorite flowers as well. So I just dedicate that flower bed. It's a sense of serenity and peace.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife is the gardener in our family. I just follow her orders and dig holes where she tells me to.
I understand that. My wife, she'll come home with new flowers and say, hey, I want those right there. And I'm like, but something's going to be growing right there soon, so we can't put it there.
Yeah. So can you tell me about your partnerships, how you operate as an organization, and who's helping you?
Oh, yes. I have some amazing partners. My financial partners so far has been Central Mass Agency on Aging, Dr. Dixon. You know, I thank him so much. He was one of our first donors. Unibank, they also gave us a donation. And 2 weeks ago, United Way, Tim Garvin, this guy's like God sent. He gave us $25,000 towards our efforts of having farms in the community. And the classroom partners, we have the Boys and Girls Club, the YWCA, where we're putting a hydroponic farm in their domestic violence shelter as well as their kids' care. Lincoln Village, we have an intergenerational program where the youth and the seniors are working together, working on a hydroponic farm. The Black Clergy, where we've combined all the churches and started a farm at Second Baptist Church on Hammond Street. Rock of Salvation Church also, Pastor Perez, we're building a farm right as we speak. And also the Living Word Church, we're starting a farm there. So it's great with our partners because we're reaching people where they're at.
Yeah.
We don't have to really go out and recruit people. We just take our program to where the people are and produce food and donate it back to them.
Yeah. it really binds the community together, doesn't it?
It does. It does. You know, the Lincoln Village crew, you know, I've never seen seniors so excited about something. But when I come in, they're like, hey, this is great. Can we grow apples? You know, and I have to educate them on, no, we can't grow apples using hydroponics. But it's bringing the kid out in everyone because it's something new to them.
Yeah, and it's great for youth, but it's great for, you know, older folks who, you know, who maybe did this when they were younger, and just getting involved in something that brings back those memories.
Yes, yes. Our intergenerational program, our second week, they started bringing their own seeds and say, can we germinate these? And I'm like, sure. You know, we have 3 hydroponic towers that we're putting at Lincoln Village. So we'll have 130 plants that will be growing using hydroponics.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So let's talk about youth and engaging with them, getting them interested in growing things and kind of nurturing those plants. How do you get them engaged in this program?
Well, the first thing is by getting them to take ownership in it, to let them know that, one, I want to hear your creative mind. One of the things I ask all the youth is, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Uh-huh.
So they can hear themselves. And then I'll give them something like, okay, I want you to think of yourself as an inventor. I want you to invent a way to grow food without using soil. And you know, a lot of kids, they've never heard of hydroponics. But once I tell them that we're able to grow food using water, then a light switch comes on. And it's great because they've never seen it. And showing videos of it, that's a great thing about the internet now. If we need to see something, we could just look it right up. It's right there. And now I have the kids coming back saying, mister, did you know this about hydroponics? And I'm like, no, that's aeroponics. But we'll talk about that as well. So just educating kids and showing them new things in life will keep them engaged.
Yeah. You know, everybody can kind of do a little bit of hydroponics. We've, you know, transplanted plants and you put them in water and it starts sprouting some roots. And it's very basic, but that's essentially the whole idea, isn't it?
Yes, it is. For our people to realize that you can grow your own food. Like our trademark says, eat from the land and not the can. So the more we get people to realize that you can eat healthier by growing your own plants, you know, I think a better, healthier community will have.
Yeah, awesome. Well, we'll be back in a moment with Charles Lester, so stay tuned. Charles Lester. Charles, what do you hope Together We Eat achieves in the long and short term?
Well, in the long term, we're looking to eliminate food deserts throughout our community. In the short term, we're looking to educate people about food deserts and healthy eating.
And so in the long term, do you hope to have your vegetables stocked in stores? If you get really big, And you want to, you know, get this food in the mouths of people throughout Worcester, how do you solve that distribution challenge?
Well, you're going into my 3 to 5 year plan in the EFRAW class. So, you know, our goal is to eventually be in the supermarkets. Right now, we're building our brand and a sense of giving back to the community. What we'd like to do is purchase freight farms so it would allow us to produce enough produce that we'd be able to give back to the community as well as sell some of the produce.
Right.
And to provide jobs with this freight farm.
Tell me what a freight farm is.
Well, a freight farm is, it, and this is great because this young man went to Clark University that invented this, and it's a 326 square foot cargo container that they've converted into a hydroponic farm.
I see. Okay. Yeah. And it's kind of self-contained.
Self-contained.
And you can, you know, put it on the back of a truck and move it, I guess.
Well, no. You put it in, say we could put it in your parking lot, and now in that parking lot, you have a farm that could grow the capacity of, I think it's 2.5 acres of produce.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very innovative way to grow vegetables. But, you know, 1 out of every 5 kids go to bed hungry, so we look at any way that we can produce food and produce it fast, that's our mission.
Yeah, it's interesting. You're doing this at a time when I think globally people have recognized we need to solve some of the challenges we have with food. And there's an operation in Appalachia called App Harvest that has built the world's largest greenhouse, and they're growing tomatoes.
Yes.
And you know, instead of kind of wondering why we can't have more jobs and coal, they've said, well, we can have jobs and produce food in a place that you maybe wouldn't have thought of. And it seems on a smaller scale, that's kind of what you're doing. If there's a parking space, if there's an old room in a school or a community center that you can use for this, you can take advantage of things that already exist and the enthusiasm you can generate from that to do something good for the community.
Yes, you know, and the great thing about it, hydroponics, I look at it as preserving water.
Yep.
Looking at the different ways that we could use energy, such as solar. So this is a method that could be self-sufficient right in our community.
And not just self-sufficient for your organization, but for the community as a whole, that they put a little sweat equity into it and get food out of it.
Yes. And the great thing about this is that we can do this year-round because it's indoor farming. So this allows our organization to provide food, training, year-round.
And it's local. That's the other thing, you know, because you can go to Stop and Shop or wherever you shop and get a lettuce in the middle of the winter, but that didn't come from anywhere near us, right?
Right. You know, yeah. And that's one of the great things, you know, growing locally and teaching the kids about growing locally. That, you know, your lettuce may have came from California.
Yeah.
So it came from California, so it took a week to get here.
Yeah.
So the nutritious value of it is slowly going away from that head of lettuce.
Yeah.
If we get it right here locally, you have fresh green vegetables right at your doorstep.
That's an interesting point, too, about the nutritional value of something that's been on a truck for 7 days or 10 days that was probably picked before it was ripe, right? And it kind of ripened in transit. So picking something, there's nothing like getting a fresh lettuce out of the garden and making a salad out of it, you know, because it's brand new, right?
Right. Or, you know, you grab it out the hydroponic system and it still has its roots on it. And, you know, you... Different vegetables you could reharvest.
Yeah.
You know, you can, so it's exciting. It's exciting.
Yeah. So how do you see your organization working with the kind of overall Worcester business community? You mentioned a lot of your partners, and it's wonderful to see that support. But are there ways that you can work with the business community?
Well, yes. You know, I look at with the way we'll be training our youth and people that are involved with Together We Eat. You'll have people that are already workplace ready.
Yeah.
They'll come in, they'll know the basics, you know, how to dress, what to wear, how to talk at work. Just different things that if you don't go through some of the skills sets of workplace readiness or have someone to tell you what to do, sometimes our kids are lost. So being able to teach them this and have fun with it, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, and that's something our schools don't really do, right? They teach them things, but they don't teach them life skills.
Well, yeah, you know, and our teachers, they have a tough job.
Yeah.
You know, they're a lot of times the best place some of the students have is school. And, you know, I applaud every teacher out there.
Sure.
I taught at Central Mass Academy for 3 years under Ann Ortiz, and she taught me a lot, you know. About teaching and as far as our youth. So being able to put the teacher's aspect and the coach's aspect and the community person aspect all together into our program is what really makes us a little different and special.
Yeah. So how do you envision the future for Together We Eat? We kind of touched on it, your 3 to 5 year, say 10 years from now. What would your dream be for Together We Eat?
My dream would be for Together We Eat to be in different communities that have food deserts, to take this project on, to show people that, you know, there's food deserts across America. So it shouldn't just start and stop here. We should be able to take this to any community in the United States because there's food deserts in every community in the United States.
And so you're creating kind of a template that could be reproduced somewhere in the Midwest or in the South.
Yes, yes. And it's funny you say that. I'm talking right now with a city councilor from my hometown of Flint, Michigan.
Yeah.
To see if there's somehow we can get Together We Eat in Flint, you know.
Yeah.
And with the water crisis there, you know, this
sure.
really touches home with me. Being able to... preserve water in a sense.
Yeah. Well, it's an admirable mission, and I give you all the support possible, and I can't wait to see the future for you, Charles. This was a great discussion. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me again, Mark.
I'm Mark Reed Edwards. We'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us for this episode of The Venture Forum from WICN in Worcester. Learn more at theventureforum.org and join us next week as we share tales of entrepreneurship from Central Massachusetts.